Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we'll be talking about winter storms and Clatsop County Emergency Management. The services that they offer, how things have changed in the last 10 years since the Great Coastal Gale of 2007. We're right here at the 10th anniversary of that huge, huge storm. And so what has changed and what do you all need to know to be prepared for this winter? I'm so happy that my guests today in the studio are Vincent Arts. He is the Deputy Director of Clatsop County Emergency Management. Hi, Vincent.
Hi.
So happy to have you here, and it's your first time on the radio.
Yes, it sure is.
Excellent. We also have in the studio Don Hilgartner. Don is with Clatsop Auxiliary Communications, and we'll find out what that is on the program. Hi, Don.
Good morning to you, and it is not my first time on the radio.
No. You are a seasoned ham, and not the kind that you eat.
A seasoned ham.
Airways. We also have the amazing Terry Wilson, who is our engineer extraordinaire for this program, who does so many things. I can't list them all, but he is has been very pivotal in helping arrange for emergency service communications in this area. Hi, Terry Wilson.
Hello there.
Before we start talking about this important topic and let folks know all the different things they can do to prepare themselves for this winter. I think it would be great for the listening audience to learn a little bit about each of you. So, Don, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Wow, there isn't enough time. I've been a ham radio operator for a little over 50 years, worked with Civil Air Patrol Search and Rescue for over 30 years, worked with the Oregon Air National Guard locally for over 31 years, and have been here in Astoria area for a little over 28 years. And so I just have enjoyed being here. I have a background in emergency services, communications, and search and rescue. And it just has been a ball.
So whenever there's a big event like the Great Columbia Crossing or anything that really involves needing emergency services, I know you and Terry are always involved.
Well, somebody once introduced me at a national conference as if there's been a major disaster in Oregon in the last 50 years, my hand was involved in it. I'm not sure that's a great introduction.
That's true. All right. And Vincent Arts, you're new to Clatsop County, although you've lived in Columbia County. So please tell the listening audience about yourself.
Sure. Well, I got my start in emergency services and emergency management in 2000 when I became a wildland firefighter. For 10 years, 10 seasons, I did that work fighting some large project fires all over the United States. We were in California. I worked with the Oregon Department of Forestry for a time. And since then, decided it was time to go back to school where I trained and received a master's in emergency management and local government administration. And had the fortuity to start working in Columbia County as an emergency manager. I was a deputy director there. When this summer, I saw a listing for a position with Clatsop County. My wife and I and my kids, we love Astoria, and we snapped at the opportunity to come live in Clatsop County, and we're very happy to be here.
Well, excellent. Well, we were neighbors, of course, because Columbia County starts right at, like, Westport, right?
Westport, correct, yes.
Okay, great. And Terry Wilson, how about a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've been in electronics since my freshman year in high school, believe it or not. I built my first radio at Ilwaco when I was going there. I've been in the Coast Guard, I've been in the Navy, and I retired as a radio officer in the Merchant Marine. I have been a ham since 1968. And when I retired, because I had studied communications, radio and television, at the University of Washington, and I studied meteorology, I was going to be a TV weatherman. But that plan changed. Anyway, I walked into the station when I got ready to come back to where I grew up, Long Beach. And I walked into the station, having done some FM radio in Seattle. And I said, I want to be on the radio. And that's how it happened. I did Wednesday Morning Classics for, I think, 7 years. And I made the mistake of repairing something one time, and the manager at that time, Lisa, says, we need a chief engineer. Would you like to be our chief engineer? And that's why I am here.
And you are dearly beloved here. That's for sure. All right. So Clatsop County Emergency Management. A lot of folks may not know all of the different things you do. So can we do that, you know, Zen Beginner's Mind 101? Please tell us, Vincent, what is that organization?
Sure. So most of our listeners would probably remember civil defense when it existed some decades ago. Since civil defense, it's morphed into emergency management. Emergency management exists to help provide coordination in the time of a large man-made or natural disaster. It does resource support, so it helps bring in additional response resources should they be required. And it provides backup and auxiliary communications in the time of a disaster. Basically, it exists to provide oversight, strategic command and control over a disaster. It works in partnership with response organizations, fire, police, public works, and our cities to help coordinate a unified response to a large disaster.
And this is a county management, so it's Clatsop County. You're employees of the county.
That is correct, yes. We are, so far, the emergency management agency in the county. But that is not to say that the cities of our county also don't have personnel that are involved in emergency management. While they may not have specific programs, we all work collaboratively to prepare for a disaster.
Right, and that's collaboration, so crucial.
It's absolutely crucial because there's no way for us to bring together enough resources just on our own to respond to a disaster by ourselves. We really have to do it as a community. It's neighbors and agencies working together to respond in an organized fashion.
Well, I went to your website today and I looked. I mean, if you just Google Clatsop Emergency Services or Clatsop Emergency Management, essentially what they said was, you know, that during a natural or human caused disaster, the Emergency Management Division activates the County Emergency Operations Center to coordinate and facilitate emergency response and recovery in Clatsop County. So your day-to-day operations include whole community planning, public outreach and education, facilitation for the various emergency management committees, such as the County Emergency Preparedness Committee, Local Emergency Planning Committee, Community Emergency Response Teams, known as CERTs. And you also coordinate and facilitate emergency training with the fire department, the police, volunteers. Volunteers, so important. Public works, medical, and other emergency response agencies. So you all are busy when there's not a disaster. You're busier in a disaster. But
yeah, we spend a lot of time encouraging planning ahead of a disaster. And it's significant that episodes like the Great Coastal Gale of 2007 provides us with a real example, an opportunity to say, this is what you should be prepared for. And that's not just the individuals of the county, but also all of the apparatus and organizations that exist in the county.
Well, I know that I want to give Don a chance to talk a minute about the hams, because the hams were the superstars from that coastal gale. And why was that, Don?
Well, it was because we had been continuously preparing for this kind of event, or actually one more serious than that, the earthquake and tsunami. And so for us, the Great Coastal Gale was an exercise of an emergency communications plan that we had written earlier on. Some of the changes that we've been able to implement since then is the new Emergency Operations Center out at Camp Ryalea. During 2007, our Emergency Operations Center was in the basement of the Public Safety Building, the Clatsop County Sheriff's Office and Jail, which was below sea level, which meant that any time the generator failed or shut down for maintenance, we started having water flowing into the basement where the radio room was. And when it shut down, we were off of the air. However, we had planned for that particular contingency, and we had a ham radio command, mobile command center, which was actually an old Crown Zellerback bus, parked in Terry Wilson's driveway. And we would notify them by radio that we were going to be shut down. The people in the bus then would take over that communication coordination. And then once the generators cut back in, we would go back on the air and communicate. But we had a plan in place, and we were actually able to implement it, and it worked, which was a big surprise to many of us.
That's excellent. What I love, though, is, Terry, did you want to say something?
Well, for you newbies here in the county and in the listening area, you must realize during that storm, nobody could communicate with anybody. Astoria could not talk to Warrenton by the phone systems. There were no cell sites up. Therefore, there were no cell phones. There was no TV. There was nothing. Portland and Seattle didn't even know we were having a problem until the hams were able to establish communications.
Yes, that's exactly right. I remember that. And Vincent, you said that things there's before the gale and then after the gale. And so that was a huge wake-up call. That was a learning experience. What has changed? What do we need to know? What has changed since that time in terms of what you all are doing at Clatsop County Emergency Management?
Well, we've taken several actions since. Perhaps the most obvious one is the construction of a new emergency operations center co-located at Camp Rylea, which allows us to collaborate with the military very effectively, but also allows us to conduct all of the operations necessary in the response to a disaster. That includes communications, and it includes doing planning for the disaster, evacuation planning. It allows us centralized communications other than ham, so telephone to Salem, and it allows us to create situational awareness for all the responders so that we know what the big picture is during the event. We've also developed new plans, emergency operations plan, which has become now a continuous updating cycle. We don't really let the plan rest. And that's because the advantage in a plan is not the paper itself, it's not the product, it's the planning. So working together with partners to decide what are we going to do in the time of a disaster is now an ongoing operation. The same is true for our natural hazard mitigation plan, which is such a big deal in the event of a natural disaster, because the federal government requires that we have that plan in place and that it's properly updated at all times in order to access federal grants post-disaster, so that we can do things like lift houses that are in a floodplain or rebuild roads. So there's a lot of other activities, of course. Day to day, we work very diligently on preparedness and producing outreach events to help train and encourage our neighbors to get ready for a big disaster.
And we're going to talk about that in the second half of the program, because it's so important that we are prepared, and a lot of us just aren't. We don't have our emergency kits in there, so we're going to give people some ideas of what they can do to be prepared. Could you also talk a teeny bit about Clatsop Alerts?
Yeah, Clatsop Alerts is a program that we have access to, that the county pays for, that allows you to sign up via our website and to receive a notification that a disaster has occurred or an incident has occurred that might affect you. This is an automatic system. It doesn't have large requirements. You provide your telephone number, and that can be a cell phone or a home phone, and you can receive either a text alert that something has occurred or a voice message on your phone. And that's just a way for us to be able to reach out and say to the residents of Clatsop County, be careful, something has occurred and we need you to be aware of it. Public information is a huge piece of what we do.
Indeed. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about Clatsop County Emergency Management, how we can be prepared, how they're prepared on our behalf, and how we can be prepared personally in our own families, our own homes, for winter storms, for disasters. We're just coming into that. And so this is the 10th anniversary of the 2007 coastal gale. And so it reminds us that this is a time we need to be prepared. My guests in the studio today are Vincent Arts. Vincent is the Deputy Director of Clatsop County Emergency Management. We also have Don Hilgartner. He is with Clatsop Auxiliary communications and a beloved ham radio operator, as is Terry Wilson, our engineer, who is on the program as well. Well, what do people need to know about how to be prepared? How can people be prepared for something like the Great Coastal Gale? Hopefully we don't have that again, but we don't know what's going to happen.
Well, preparedness is a series of things you can do. First is recognizing that here in Clatsop County, we do have a extraordinary hazard profile. And what I mean by that is there are, unfortunately, many natural disasters and human-caused disasters that can occur. In fact, I can only think offhand of one, a dust storm that doesn't commonly occur in Clatsop County.
That's true.
So the 2007 event is a great example of an incident that where people may be, for example, without power for a number of days. The trick is, or the notion is, to get ready for that circumstance. So people need to ask themselves, what do I need if my power is out for 3 days? How will I eat? How will I get to work? How will I make sure that everything in my house and with my family is safe and secure and running properly? To do that, there are a number of items. One, you can make a plan, and making a plan is very important in the case of reunification. As you all know, here in Clatsop County, we suffer from landslides enough that our routes that we take on our day-to-day activities can get cut off. In the 2007 coastal gale, the city of Vernonia, which is just over our border, of course, was cut off completely, and nobody could come in or out. And that could happen here. There are ways that natural disasters could cut off our towns. So having a plan, how you and your family reunify after a disaster.
Because you won't be able to use your cell phone to reach them. So in other words, you say, okay, if something happens and we're going to meet at this particular location or whatever.
That's likely true. So to have that done in advance is very important.
Okay.
And of course, we don't think about that because we do have our cell phones every
Correct.
Day. The other thing, of course, is to have physical items ready. What do you need to survive for 3 days? In the case of an earthquake and tsunami, which is not the coastal, it's a little different, obviously, even 2 weeks of supplies would be important to have. That's what we anticipate will be the reaction time by resources from outside coming in. So water, food, shelter, anything to stay warm, to stay dry in our climate, and to be able to get information via radio. So a small pocket radio, flashlights, fire starter, those kinds of survival items, you can get those together and put in a safe place in your house. Then they're ready for you when a disaster strikes.
That is so important. And if you were not here yesterday, you missed Giving Tuesday, you can still give to Coast Community Radio today and receive one of those hand crank radios that has the flashlight, the cell charger, and is great in an emergency. So if you didn't get one of those Red Cross radios, you can still call today. We have a few left and you can get one. So that's a great idea. And we were just talking before we went on the air that Costco has a 5-day emergency kit.
That's true. And what a significant advantage to have a low cost kit ready for you at your house. Of course, the other option is, and one thing I try to tell as many people as possible, is that most of the supplies that come in a preparedness kit are already in your home. They're just in different parts of your home. And oftentimes you have extras of those things. For example, a can opener. We don't think of something usually as simple as a can opener, but you slip that into an old backpack and you have the beginning of a preparedness kit. The hand crank radio is an excellent idea because you want to stay informed. But it's important to remember that the items, it doesn't need to be an expensive prospect. You can do this at very low cost. And if you need additional information about what's in a preparedness kit, we have that information at our website.
Yes, you do. I want to talk about your website because if you just Google Clatsop Emergency Management, that will bring you to their website. And so it's actually... I'll leave it here at the station if you want to find it. But if you Google it, you will get to that. And then when you go to the emergency kit, there's something about how to take care of your pets, how to take care of preparing your car, and what should be in an emergency kit. So I would encourage everyone to do that. You're also, I know you and Don and Terry also think volunteering, educating yourself is so important. Let's talk about ways people can volunteer and educate themselves so that they can help not only themselves, but the community.
Well, one of the easiest and best ways is to volunteer to find out about classes on the Community Emergency Response Team, CERT. This is, again, based on the old Civil Defense Program that during and immediately after disaster, the only help that you're going to be getting or provide or be available is from people that you can walk to and who can walk to you. So the Community Emergency Response Teams are exactly set that up. Neighborhood response teams, neighbors helping neighbors. This is so important. This is what we saw during the 2007 storm. This is what we've seen over and over again in other areas. When we've looked at disasters in the southeast, like Florida, Texas, Hurricane Katrina, we saw that quite often the neighbors just kicked back and said, well, it's the government's job to help me. No, folks, out here, we are pioneers. We're independent. It's going to be neighbors helping neighbors. Well, once those neighbors get together with the CERT team as part of their training, they'll go through American Red Cross first aid courses, through American Red Cross CPR courses. And one of the things that they will need to do is to be able to communicate to let the coordination centers know what their status is. If your status is good, we may need to provide resources outside of your area to other areas. One of the ways to communicate when all of the cell phones are down and telephones are down is through amateur radio. Prior to the 2007 storm, we had approximately 287 ham radio operators in Clatsop County. This morning, when I checked the FCC website, we have 545. But out of that 545, I only have 40 trained radio operators trained to respond during an emergency. So again, check the emergency management website for Clatsop County. Get some information. Another good resource for information on communications is the KMUN website. There's a tab that says emergency or disaster. Go to that tab, and it gives you all of the radio frequencies that ham radio operators use in our area.
And there's a ham radio class coming right up. So if you're listening to this, Terry Wilson, tell us about this ham radio class.
It's this weekend. It starts this Friday at 5:30 and Saturday all day, starting at 8 o'clock. It's at Columbia Memorial Hospital Conference Room A. And to register, call Michael at 503-338-8884. Again, 503-338-8884. And I can almost guarantee that you will get your ham license. There is no cost except the FCC requires a licensing fee, which is $14. You only pay that when you take the test on Saturday afternoon. Everything else is free.
And many people think, well, it's going to be an expensive hobby. Well, there are two-way radios available that will operate on the amateur frequencies as low as $35. And one of the things that we do is we follow up the class normally 2 weeks later with what we call amateur resort, which is you're now licensed, you now have a radio, this is how you turn it on, this is how you use it in an emergency. We don't leave you stranded out there with just your license.
So there are many ways you can be prepared and volunteer. And so one is if this weekend you have the time and the ability to go on Friday evening and then on Saturday to become a ham radio operator, that is terrific. In order to become, to get involved with CERT, how would people do that?
So they can always contact the emergency management office.
Okay.
At 3773. That's 3783773. And we do an annual class each year that is the full basic academy that gives you your credentials to be a CERT team member.
And explain CERT again, what it is.
CERT is the Community Emergency Response Teams.
Correct.
The cities of Clatsop County each maintain a team, and you can volunteer with that team at any point. We also do ongoing trainings through the year, and there are and each team does a number of activities, exercises, drills, and other trainings. So get trained and meet with your local team members, and that's the way to get started.
Because in a disaster, if you know CPR, if you know first aid, if you have your HAM license, if you are part of CERT, you not only will be able to help yourself and your family, but you will be able to help everyone else.
One of the CERT team helps everybody else, the first responders. For instance, if there's a big fire downtown, so that the fire department employees are not directing traffic, they call in the search team, and they direct the traffic and let the firemen do what they do best, put out fires.
So there's been, since 2007, there have been a lot of changes. There's a lot more communication. You have a brand new operations center. And we just have a few minutes left, so I'd like you to, you know, tell the listening audience any things that you would like them to know, so that they can be better prepared, and whatever else we didn't talk about. So,
well, I can't stress enough the need for volunteerism. In the 2007 coastal gale, it was really the acts of volunteers, not just here in Astoria or in the cities, Gearhart, Cannon Beach, Seaside, Warrenton, but also in the unincorporated portions of Clatsop County. It was volunteers and neighbors who helped each other out that were the first responders. Because in an event like that, our first responders, as good as they are, can get overwhelmed. That's certainly true. So can't stress enough, getting prepared and volunteering as much as you can really, really will help us all out in the case of a large disaster.
Great. And Don?
Okay, if you do nothing else taken away from this program, look at the websites to find out what you can do yourself, then find out who in your neighborhood is a CERT member, emergency responder, or ham radio operator that can help you in an emergency. Map your neighborhood, and then prepare yourself and your family. Prepare for the worst, and anything less than that is going to be a big improvement.
Terry?
Well, and not only do hams work out or help out in emergencies, but ham radios, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I have talked to the space station above me. I've got my radio in my pockets the size of a flip phone, and you can do anything you want. Become a ham, and you can sit at home and be the spokesman for your neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Right. All four of us in this studio are ham radio operators, and Joanne and I got our ham radio license after the disaster. We realized suddenly we needed to prepare ourselves. So,
and I'd like to point out that the station here has a ham radio station, and one of our major repeaters that's our communications hub is up at the KMUN website, and all of this is volunteer. No costs, no taxpayers. It's all ours.
So if we educate yourself, volunteer, prepare yourself. Again, Costco has those five-day kits, but you can, just as Vincent said, you can put it together in your own home. I'm sitting right here looking at a list that I printed out from the website of Clatsop Emergency Management, and it tells me everything I need for that. And so don't delay on this. I mean, this is really crucial that we take action. And again, you can also call the station, and you can get one of those crank radios. We still have them here at the studio. Thank you so much, Vincent Arts. He's the Deputy Director of Clatsop County Emergency Management, Don Hilgartner with Clatsop Auxiliary Communications, and Terry Wilson, our own fabulous engineer. Thank you so much, Terry, for today and for all the good that you do in this community. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week. And I know during this next week, you are going to get your emergency kit together. You are going to prepare. You are going to go on websites, and you're going to figure out where you can volunteer and be educated so that you can help yourself and others. And and today, find a moment for yourself to take a deep breath. It's so good for your body, your mind, and your spirit. And then focus on all the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't go well, but focus on the things that are with gratitude. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, everyone is, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.